Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app.
Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
An O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card is the perfect gift for that hard-to-buy-for person. Give the gift of convenience from O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Scottish Murders is hosted by me, Dawn, and is a multi-award shortlisted victim-focused podcast covering the murders of those from or living in Scotland. We tell each victim's story in a respectful, sensitive, unsensational and unopinionated way. So why not join us wherever you listen to your podcasts and ensure you never miss an episode of Scottish Murders.
Darkcast Network. Welcome to the dark side of podcasting.
Abgenommen, bedauert.
Frequency. Thank you all for tuning in, and welcome back to another episode of The Mystery Frequency, where you'll find classic stories of mystery, suspense, sci-fi, pulp heroes, and audiobooks, all in their original forms, waiting to be heard again. If you enjoy this podcast, please let me know through the usual ways. All those links are found in the description. And if you could take the time to please follow, review, and rate. And a big thank you to all those who already have. Now with all that, please enjoy the show.
Bold Venture. Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance, starring Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall. Together in the sultry setting of tropical Havana and the mysterious islands of the Caribbean, Bold Venture. Once again, the magic names of Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall bring you Bold Venture and a tale of mystery and intrigue.
I just told you that hotel joke because of this place, this Shannon's Hotel reminded me. Oh, I got another one for you. Hey, you want to hear it? Sure you do. Now look, you ask me, why do rumba dancers have such an easy time of it? Go on, ask me.
All right. Why do rumba dancers have such an easy time of it?
You want to know why rumba dancers have such an easy time of it, Miss Duval?
Uh-huh.
Well, get this, little kid. Because all they have to do is stand around and twiddle their thumbs. Twiddle their thumbs, you get it? Rumba dancers. It doesn't reach you, huh?
How long do you plan to stay with us here at Shannon's Hotel, Mr. Dixon? Play it straight and give me an answer, huh?
You're just angry because you don't respond to my bombs. You got a deep hate. You got a deep hate because your boy Shannon has taken a fancy to my partner, Fanny Lane. Like that. The ink is barely dry on the register from her signature. He invites her out to partake of the delicacies of Havana. She accepts with alacrity. That hates us both.
Slate likes to make people feel at home.
How long does it take to build up a cozy little thing like that? 3 hours? 4?
Well, roll out the carpet. Here comes lover boy now.
You should have come with us, sailor. Franny's a lot of girl. We had a ball.
What did you do for 4 hours? Dribble it?
Everywhere comics. Where's my partner, Shannon? Did she make you walk home alone because you got frisky?
She's in her room. I took her by way of the balcony. The moon shines brighter there. You don't mind, do you, Dixon?
No, no, not a bit. Maybe Fanny can build it into a laugh for the act.
Hey, look, Dixon, all we did was look at the sights.
Then she'll want to show me the postcards, because Fanny likes to share things with a partner. Oh, Shannon.
Yeah?
The next time you'll bring Fanny around the front way, huh? Because she plays better to an audience. You'll do that, huh? Franny. It's Hal, Franny. Come on, open up. Ah, that's my little Franny.
Okay, what do you want?
Inside. Wait. Invite me to sit down.
Have you gone crazy?
Tell me a thing, honey. You like Havana? Sure you do.
What are you talking about?
How much money you got stashed away in Havana, Franny? 20 grand? 100?
Huh. That's the funniest joke you ever told in your life.
I'm a funny man. You want to know another thing? I know who you are.
Hal.
The first time I saw you, I knew about you. 5 years ago when we teamed. For a purpose we teamed. Because I knew you were the ever-loving of Tommy Carper. And Tommy's a man with how much money? 20 G's? 100?
All right. What do you want?
Ah, that's my baby. Tommy's in the clink right here in Havana. Because that's the law. You pull a bank job in the locality, you get caught, you get the clink in the locality. That's why you were so anxious to come to Havana, Franny?
Listen to me, Hal.
Sure it was. Because the dough Tommy robbed never turned up. Because you know where it is, because Tommy told you. All that dough for us. For you and me, baby.
Take your hands off
me. Oh, now,
Franny. Get out of here, get out!
No. You don't talk to Hal like that. Never like that. Franny. Get up, baby. You hit your head on that bad old pipe, Franny, huh? Oh. Come on, come on, get up. Hey. Hey, baby. You're not gonna get up, are you? Never. Well, we'll just have to put you someplace, baby. An alley? Sure, an alley. You went out with a guy named Shannon tonight, and you never got home. Shannon left you in an alley. Did you bring the passkey, Shannon, like I told you?
Like you asked me. You did ask me, didn't you?
Oh, sure, sure. What's eating you, Shannon? You got ugly memories? Did I wake you up out of a bad dream? You should be grateful.
It's just that I'm not used to comics on an empty stomach. What makes you so anxious to get into Franny's room?
Well, it's like this. I've been knocking on the door, and she doesn't answer. Oh, you must have given her a snazzy time last night, Shannon.
Franny! Franny, your partner says it's time for you to get up.
No, I've been through all that, Shannon. So make with the key, huh? Even if it breaks your heart. Yeah.
Well, Franny...
What do you know? Franny isn't here. What did you do with my partner, Shannon? Look at the bed. It hasn't been slept on. Hasn't even been sat on. And no nylons hanging up to dry. She never came home, Shannon. What did you do with her?
Exactly as I would have phrased the question, senor.
Huh? What are you doing here, LaSalle?
Uh-huh. A policeman. Havana type. Well, you two will want to be alone.
Thank you for the courtesy, senor.
Here's a pass to my show, chief. I'm a comedian. You'll enjoy me.
Gracias.
I asked you a question, LaSalle. What do you want here?
Maybe what I want, Shannon. Maybe he wants you to bring back my Franny to me. Have fun, fellas.
This was Senorita Franny Lane's room, eh?
Yeah. What about it?
She is murdered. Beaten to death. We found her body in an alley. With a room key to your hotel. Franny Lane.
Oh. Not Franny.
Exactly, Franny. You enjoyed Havana with her last night, Senor Shannon, eh? We know you did so. Many friends have told us.
What else did your friends tell you? That I killed her?
We have not yet had the rudeness to ask this question of them, but I will ask it of you.
I brought her home. She said goodnight here at the hotel.
Far from an alley, no? You know who the girl really was, Senor?
Franny Lane, part of an act, Dixon and Lane.
She was more than that, Senor. She was the wife of a convict whose name is Senor Tommy Carpa. Yesterday, Senor Carpa escaped from our escape-proof jail. It makes me sadness.
I bleed for you.
Thank you. The Senor Carpa, it is good for you he escaped. If he had not, I would arrest you for the murder of his senora. As it is, you will have no impulse to depart Arabana. No, Senor Shannon?
Hello, Slate.
Hi.
I've been looking all over the beach for you all day.
What do you want?
Nothing. Pretty night, huh?
What do you want, sailor?
Look at me.
What?
Go ahead, look at me. What do you see?
Now, look, sailor, I got enough on my mind without making drooling noises at you.
And that's why I'm here. I want to know what's on your mind, so I can worry about it, too.
Who killed that girl?
You didn't.
Well, that leaves the rest of Havana. Any of the 23 people registered in the hotel. You didn't kill her, did you?
It crossed my mind.
So it brings us back to the question, who killed that girl? Her husband?
You've got to know that so you can clear yourself, is that why?
I've got to know it because she was murdered. Because she was a person I enjoyed. Because she gave me 4 hours out of her life. We laughed a lot together. She kissed my cheek and thanked me when I brought her back to the hotel. Now she's suddenly dead. That's why I've got to know who made it like that.
That's why, Slate. What are you going to do?
I've been spending the day thinking about it. Now I know. You want to come along?
We going to walk around Havana for the rest of the night, Slate?
You want to go home? Go.
Not getting any place, are we?
Well, it's not easy to get people to give you an answer when you ask them about an escaped convict.
Mind if I ask a question?
What?
How do you know all these people? The kind of people you can ask about an escaped convict.
Oh, we got mutual interests. Books, teas, the theater, friends in jail. In here, sailor.
Hey, what is this?
$10 a dance. Stay here, sailor.
Oh, Slade. Your friend is leaving, senorita. You dance with me, see? I am pretty. I dance the American Charleston.
You're on your own, sailor.
Thanks, boy.
Hello, Maria.
Oh, Slade Shannon, my beautiful Slade, my Alma Slade. I have been waiting for you.
Waiting?
See, I knew you would come here to Maria. To her palace of jolly, of which Marie is the foremost jolly, eh? Also, people have been whispering in my fat ear that you have been saying, where is Tommy Carpa?
So you've just been waiting for me to come to you, huh?
Oh, could I come to you, mi hermosa, with my big measurements? How many times a day can I give from this chair, eh? See, I knew you would come.
Where's Carpa?
He will be happy to see you.
Where is he?
Number 22 Paseo Batista on the corner, near the alley.
Girl I came in with is named Sailor Duval.
Oh, I saw her. She is lovely. Muy lovely.
Yeah, well, see that she gets home alone.
See. Once I had a figure like she has. Oh, tell her to stay off of the tamale, senor.
You would be Slate Shannon.
Word got to you, huh, Carpa? Word moves fast in Havana.
Doesn't it, though? Come on in. Make yourself cozy, Shannon. The sofa there. And a pillow for your head. Don't refuse me, Shannon. I'm sensitive. I'll be hurt.
Yeah, but the gun in your hand will help you get over it, huh?
Sure it will. Comfortable?
Uh-huh. What have you got in these pillows, Carpa? Goose down?
I never looked. Another word reached me, Shannon. A word that said you showed my wife a big time. Then you killed her. Is that how you operate? One pleasure on top of the other?
Now look, Carpa, I came to you.
You came to me to die, Shannon. That's why I want you to be comfortable. All warm and cozy. Because pretty soon, Shannon, it's going to turn cold.
to Bold Venture, our stars Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall, and the second act of our story.
Lady Sailor, she go to Dime a Dance, the place of jollies and bell-bottom pants. Lady Sailor, she try like a hostess to pose. Mr. Shannon, he take powder right under her nose.
What are you laughing about? I made $1.30. How that man could Charleston.
You mean you dance, Lady Sailor, and let Mr. Slate get away from you?
How did I know he was getting away? I turned my back and he was gone. I need a cab fare home. So I danced.
You know where Mr. Shannon go?
Sure. Looking for something. And he'll find it. Why does he do it, King? Why doesn't he stay here?
With you?
With me. Have it your way. I think I'll take myself somewhere and dream about it.
You go for a walk?
With the moon dipping low in the tropic sky, I'm going to bid a fun farewell to colorful old Havana. I'm going to sleep. Hey, wait a minute.
I wait, Lady Sailor. For what?
Letter in the box for room 12. Franny Lane's room.
While you were out, it came. I was going to mention it to Mr. Slate when he returned.
A letter for Franny Lane. For a murdered girl. Registered. Postmarked Miami. And no return address. Let's see what's in it, King. Don't look at me like that. Mr. Slate would see what's in it.
King Moses can compose jail song on spur of the moment.
Well, what do you know?
What is it, Lady Sailor?
A baggage check for the check room at the plane terminal. A baggage check. I wonder why.
If King Moses was you, he would not wonder too much. He would wait for Mr. Slade to do the wonder why.
Sing me a song, King Moses, about how I was going to sleep to dream of Slate Shannon, about how I decided to wait up for him to show him a baggage check. Go on, King. Sing to me about Slate Shannon.
How does a man like you go out, Shannon? With a Betty Bye prayer you remember as a kid? I pause because it interests me what people tell themselves when they're going to die.
If you kill me, Copper, you'll never know who murdered your wife.
You. You. Nobody but you. The word is they found her in an alley. That's no place for my wife to die in. An alley?
Cops say you got to her, Copper. You or me, they don't care. I found you. Why didn't I just turn you over to them without going through all this? Maria gave me your address. I could have given it to LaSalle. Why didn't I do that, Copper?
It's stuffy in here. I go to open a window. I escape from a jail because I want to breathe. What do I get? A wall. A stinking alley covered with yesterday's garbage.
You believe me now? You believe I didn't kill her?
Relax, kid. I'll tell you about Copper.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead. Do that.
5 years ago, I did good in Havana. I split open a bank for 50 G's. They put me behind a door for that. But they never lay hands on the money. Stick their noses every which place. Can't find my 50 G's.
Hey, look.
Don't interrupt, kid. Copper is sensitive, remember? I put 50 G's worth of dreams in a cardboard suitcase. Checked it in a place. Send the baggage check to Franny. Told her to come to me when I give her the word. You find the check on her when you killed her, huh, kid?
The cop, I told
you. Because it won't do you any good. It won't do anybody any good. I'll tell you more about Copper. A piece of my life I spend in the army.
I'll tell my friends I met a man who was in the army.
They were good to me. Put me in the demolition squad. Taught me how to rig a trigger mine. I rigged them all over the place. In doorways. In suitcases. So you see, kid, if I don't kill you, death waits for you anywhere. Like it waits for... See? You see how it is?
Copper. Copper. Yeah. Yeah, someone just killed you. That's how it is.
Mr. Shannon's a long time gone, Lady Sailor.
He's a big boy now. What am I trying to be funny for? I'm worried.
Maybe the funny man will make a ha-ha for you.
What?
Funny man. He just come in, Lady Sailor. The way he's standing there at the desk looking at you, he liked the inside of Shannon's hotel better than the outside of Havana.
I wonder what he wants. I just asked myself what you wanted, Mr. Dixon.
Oh, a big smile.
See, I give it to you. What do you want?
Let's play post office.
All right. Go stick your head in a mailbox. I'll send you home to Mother.
Oh, that's good. Very good. Very good. Say, ain't that letter in box 12?
What about it?
Give it to me.
Over my dead body.
Yeah. It might just have to be that way. There's a gun in my pocket, Sailor Doll. It's pointed upward. If I pull the trigger, the bullet would hit you, say, somewhere between your throat and your heart. Over your dead body. Now, how am I going to top that one?
The letter's addressed to Franny Lane.
Poor Franny. Bumped a little head. Franny Lane had a pain in the back of her head. It made her dead. You want what I gave her?
Here's the letter. Goodbye, Mr. Dixon.
Goodbye, Mr. Dixon. How funny can you ad-lib? You tag along, doll. Wave goodbye to your friends over there. Make it jaunty and carefree and happy, happy.
King Moses.
Yes, Lady Sailor.
Ta-ta, King Moses, and toodaloo. Tell Mr. Slade I couldn't wait any longer. Jaunty enough, Mr. Dixon.
Well, welcome to your home, Mr. Slade.
Anyone been asking for me, King?
Me, Lady Sailor.
Anyone else, like police?
So far, it has been a very beautiful night. Full moon with no shadow of police. However, I bring one if you want one.
And suddenly, everyone's a comic around here.
Oh, I had no desire to be funny, Mr. Slade. I thought perhaps you would want a policeman.
Now, look at me, King. What could make you think I'd want a thing like that?
The letter, maybe.
Hmm?
The registered letter that came from Miss Franny Lane.
Oh, where is it?
Here, in slot room 12. I knew you would want to peek into it before... It's gone.
So it's gone. Who took it?
Lady Sailor, maybe. Maybe she could not resist the curiosity of the baggage check she found in Miss Lane's letter when she opened it.
Ah, that's what was in it.
Only that. A baggage check from the plane terminal. I peeked also.
Where's Sailor? In her room?
Oh, no. On the arm of the man with the not-too-funny jokes. They went away together someplace. I know not what place.
Yeah, but I bet I do, King. Funny, funny man could kill a girl in a place like that.
Because he killed before?
Uh-huh. How'd you guess? The girl was tall, slender, with honey-colored hair.
Si.
She came here with a man to get some baggage just a few minutes ago.
Si, I remember.
Sure you do. How could you forget a girl like Sailor?
Frankly, senor, the thing I remember about the girl was her baggage check. It was 5 years old. It was for a suitcase.
A suitcase? Ah, that's what Copper meant. It's booby-trapped.
Please, senor. The name booby I do not like.
Hell, where'd they go?
Out that door there, where the taxi cabs are.
Thanks. Hey, cabbie.
Senor.
You see a tall girl and a man, both Americans, come out of here a few minutes ago. They had a suitcase.
Si, they just took a cab.
And where'd they go?
I heard them tell Pedro the driver, senor, to take them to the beach at Punta Verde.
Now, well, take me there, cabbie, fast. You tell me where to stop, doll.
What have I got to do with it? You've got the gun.
Pick a place that's pretty, because it's your dying place. I want to do right by you.
What's it to you if I'm dead or alive?
You've got to be dead, doll. There's maybe $50,000 in that suitcase. I killed Franny for it and Copper. I've got to kill you so you won't run to the police. I know a joke to fit the occasion. You want to hear it? Wait a minute. Is that... Yeah, someone's following us. Lie down behind that dune, doll. I said lie down.
You're looking for us, Shannon?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm looking for you.
You found us.
Slate, are you all right?
You missed, Dixon.
We'll try again.
Dixon, listen to me. That suitcase is booby-trapped. You'll get blown up.
Your boy makes funnies too, huh, Dal?
Copper booby-trapped that suitcase, he told me.
You better listen to him, Dixon.
You think so, huh, Dal?
He's not going to lie to you at a time like this.
This is just the time to lie to me. But I tell you what, we'll play it out.
Hey, Shannon.
I'm telling you it's booby-trapped, Dixon. Don't open it.
Tell you what, I'm going to slide this suitcase down the other side of this dune. You open it, Shannon. You open it or I'll kill this girl of yours here. You got it, Shannon?
I got it.
Open it.
Slate, run. Don't open it. Run.
It's open.
Strike a match so I can see it's open.
All right. Look.
Yeah.
All that money, Shannon.
$50,000. Copper told me that, too.
Say goodbye to your girl, Shannon. I'll give you that much.
Sure. I'll go tell her things I never told her before.
Don't roam away or I'll shoot you in the back. I can see that far.
Yeah, thanks.
Oh, you pretty money. You pretty's lying there so smug in this suitcase. Let me touch you. Oh, you feel nice. Let me lift you out. Let me rub you against my cheek. Let me...
Turn around, sailor. You don't have to look. We're pretty lucky, sailor.
What happened?
The copper rigged it good. It blew up when the money was taken out of the suitcase. Come on, sailor. Let's go home.
Down there, Slate. Doesn't the beach look lovely?
Who needs it?
I know a deserted hunk of it where there's four clumps of palm trees.
So?
So you can gather yourself a lovely bunch of coconuts. Goodbye, Slate.
Come back here.
What for?
Is that a way to treat a man who saved you from the jaws of death? The very jaws?
Then come to the beach.
For what?
So I can pin a medal on you.
Do it here.
All right. Well?
That's a medal?
What do you think?
Oh, I think it's a kiss. Maybe I'm wrong. Come here.
And so our two stars, Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall, have brought to a close our latest bold venture story. Special music was composed and conducted by David Rose. May we invite you to listen again next week at this time for another exciting adventure starring Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall together in Bold Venture.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance, starring Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall, together in the sultry setting of tropical Havana and the mysterious islands of the Caribbean. Bold Venture. We bring you the magic names of Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall in Bold Venture and a Tale of Mystery and Intrigue.
One thing I don't understand, Johnston.
Please tell me. I'll try to explain.
Why are we sitting here? It just seems to me we're talking about this. Well, Shannon's place is pretty public.
Known as Reverse Cloak and Dagger in the trade, Mr. Shannon, as far as any of your customers are concerned, we're just sitting here eating cheesecake. It's a fine cheesecake, Mr. Bogart.
Thanks.
Now, shall we go on?
I don't think there's anything to go on about. Just a matter of whether Sailor wants to help you or not.
Sinclair is a clever man, like all foreign agents have to be. We can't have him know that intelligence is on to him, on to what his plans are, why he's in Havana. Embarrasses me to appeal to your patriotism, Mr. Valve. But whatever I have to do to convince you...
All I have to do is go to this party, show an ankle, and bare a shoulder to Mr. Sinclair. Is that it?
And convince him to drive you to this address in San Tomas. I'll meet you there.
Let me get this straight. A man suddenly disappears from the States, a man named...
Faulkner.
Faulkner. Guy loaded with secrets about nuclear physics. You think he's here in Havana and he's going to contact a foreign agent named Sinclair, right?
Right. Of course, we'd just love to pick up Faulkner and take him back, but we don't know where he is. Sinclair, we do. And Mr. Vall is going to bring him to us. I've gotten her name on the party's guest list.
Am I going, Slate?
That's a question. She's got a chance to wear a strapless, and she says, am I going, Slate? More cheesecake, Mr. Johnstone?
Faulkner, do you hear me? I told you. Why don't you stop playing that piano and listen to me? Thank you. I said...
You said you were a persuasive man. I know that. What other possible use could you be to me?
Don't patronize me, Faulkner.
I wouldn't dare. You're a dangerous man, Johnston. Confess, you frighten me.
That's rich. You carrying that bald skull of yours enough atomic knowledge to turn the world into dust, and I frighten you. You never told me, Faulkner, to whom are we going to sell the fruit of this exquisite brain of yours?
Whoever pays the most, whoever makes the highest bid.
I'm glad you remember. Sometimes you scientists are prone to become vague, forgetful about minor things, like money.
Not this scientist. Life in a test tube has become loathsome to me.
Jolly glad to hear it.
Now you may tell me how you persuaded the young lady.
Simply. Ever so simply. I represented myself as being from American intelligence, showed her forged credentials, appealed to her patriotism, flicked her vanity. She is lovely.
And she will bring Sinclair to us?
Mr. Vaughn, on a proverbial platter.
And what will you do with Mr. Sinclair?
Kill him. I've never killed an intelligence man before. I wonder what it'll be like.
Like the other men you've killed?
I know you. Oh, I do know you.
You do?
Yes. Oh, yes, indeed. You're that girl with a fanciful name. You're Sailor Duval. I see you. Oh, I'm so glad you've come to my party. What would you like first, some food or a man? We have assorted quantities of both.
Well, a man would be nice. Where's the guest of honor?
Louis Sinclair? Oh, well, I do suppose it's only polite. Louis, come here, darling. I have someone here just frothing at the mouth to meet you.
Well, I would be delighted.
Louis, this is Sailor Duval. If you need any help, Louis, scream.
Hello, Miss Duval.
Hi.
Well, now. Well.
Well, what?
Tell you the truth, ma'am, I don't know. I'm guest honor at this party, and folks come up and talk to me, and I've been saying, well, now, well. It's been getting me by.
You don't like parties, huh?
Well, now. Well.
Look, Mr. Sinclair, you don't have to give me the routine. Relax. I'll tell you what. You can tell me about Texas.
Oh, the pleasure's all mine, ma'am.
On the balcony.
With you, Sugarfoot? Oh, you're so pretty in that Havana moon. It can't touch a Texas moon.
The balcony, Mr. Sinclair.
Call me, Louis.
You're a real devil. Rootin' tootin'. Look at it. Havana.
You ever been in Houston?
No, but I've dreamed about it.
Sweetest dream a fella can have. Where you from, Miss Duval?
Tennessee.
What you doing in Havana?
There was a man in Tennessee. That's why I'm in Havana.
Texas man wouldn't let you go.
He didn't let me go. He followed me to Cuba. Bob's like that. The whole Faulkner family is like that.
Who?
Bob. Robert Faulkner.
Tall man, grand at the temples, little scar on his cheek, one of them brainy guys. Worked in a government science project, didn't he?
That's right. You know him?
Oh, do I know Bob Faulkner. Bobby used to spend summertime on my ranch. What you know, Faulkner, here in Cuba.
Would you like to see him?
Oh, the sooner the finer.
Well, he's got a little place in San Tomas. It's about 20 miles down the coast.
We can get there in 15 minutes, depending on the traffic. Bob Faulkner in Cuba. You know what I'm going to do about you, Miss Duval? Well, I'm going to write to the boys back home about you, Miss Duval. They won't never believe I met up with a gal like you, even if I take a paralyzed oath on a cistern full of hymn books. Why, when I tell them how you... Oh, isn't this the address you showed me on the slip of paper, Miss Duval?
Uh-huh. Your arm, Lou.
Oh, the boys just won't never believe it, that's all. I'll knock on the door.
Yes, sweet.
You're sure Faulkner lives here?
If he doesn't, I'll let you beat me at lotto.
Oh, Miss Duval. I see you've accomplished your mission. You have brought us our quarry.
The corn pone is all yours, Mr. Johnston.
Corn pone. That's rich, very rich. Come in, Mr. Sinclair.
Where's Faulkner?
You want him, don't you, Mr. Sinclair? You've been stepping on his shadow ever since he ran away from Tennessee, and now you think you found him.
Your errand girl told me he'd be here. Get him.
Hey, Louis, you're shedding your hayseed. You know, I like you better this way.
You're a lovely woman, Mr. Bell. That is, you would be lovely if all this weren't so sick-making.
Hey, he can't talk to me like that, can he? Can he, Mr. Johnstone?
Yeah, of course not.
Don't you...
Don't try, Mr. Sinclair. Oh. Just give in to him. Oh. Now, Mr. Sinclair will never talk that way to another woman.
You killed him. Cold blood.
Mr. Sinclair was a tedious man. He wanted to rest my Mr. Faulkner so desperately. Oh, yes, because Sinclair really was from intelligence. True blue.
And I brought him to you.
We have many rooms here, Mr. Bob. Choose one suitable for weeping over him. He died a hero's death.
Miss Sailor, she go to big party. Show pretty soldier to society. The party is over, the people have fun. Where Miss Sailor is, big question.
She's in San Tomas, King.
Morning's getting ready to start, Mr. Slade. She can be in San Tomas and back four times. Five times, maybe.
I figured it out, and it came to six.
I was going to say six, but I didn't want to worry you.
Thanks.
You worry about Miss Sailor all the time, don't you, Mr. Slade?
Just when she's supposed to be home, and she's not. Maybe I ought to go get her. What time is it, King?
5, a few minutes before.
Coast train leaves at 4:15.
I think you ought to get Miss Sailor, Mr. Slate.
Now don't worry about it. I'll bring her back to you.
Con permiso, señor. You will not mind that I sit next to you, eh?
Not at all, Chico. Sit down.
Gracias. Muchas gracias. I could see by your face that you are a very simpatico fellow.
Thanks.
Oh, that Havana. I think Jose Clemente outdid himself in Havana. Jose Clemente is me.
Clay Shannon. Had a big time, huh, Jose?
Oh, in certain places in Havana, they will remember my name. They carve my initials on the walls.
They'll never forget you.
Yeah, don't be too sure, senor. In Havana, the profession is to forget. A man, his name, the days of yesterday.
Help me. Help me, senor.
What's the matter? You feel sick?
An ugly pain chases itself inside me, around and about. Please, I need atmosphere. Lots of fresh atmosphere.
Come on. We'll go out on the observation platform.
My paper bag. Where's my paper bag? All of Jose is in this bag. Well,
here it is. I've got it. Come on.
Gracias, senor. Hey, I told you, you are very simpatico.
Right out this door. You'll be all right. Ah, here we are. Take a deep breath, Jose. You'll feel better.
Hey, give me my paper bag, please, senor. In it, I have pills to heal the sickness of going away from Havana.
Here you are.
Gracias. Pills, and this. It surprises you, Senor Shannon, that in this paper bag, Jose Clemente carries a gun?
It does. Especially when you're pointed at a simpatico fellow like me.
And this is a remarkable little gun, Senor Shannon. So little and still big enough to make you fall from this train. You never get to San Tomas. I will shoot thieves and say you were drunk. But you and I will know that the little gun did it.
Might not be that easy.
It will, senor. If you do not fall, I will make a hole in your simpatico face and then throw you over. You have a choice, senor.
Thanks. Thanks a lot. Now, why didn't you want me to get to San Tomas, Jose? But you can't tell me, can you?
Venture, our stars Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall, and the second act of our story.
Mr. Slate, he called to San Tomas to look for Lady Sailor by train first class. On train he meet a little man with gun who tried to keep him from his destination. Little man, he don't know, he don't succeed. Find his body by track in railroad weed. Little man...
All right, King, I got the message.
I thought to take your mind off your troubles, Mr. Slate.
You're kidding. Troubles have I got. Little punk tries to throw me off a train. We get into a fight and he falls off. Cops ask me why I did a thing like that. I tell them why. For 3 hours, I tell them why. They don't believe me. What troubles, huh?
The big trouble of not finding Lady Sailor where you thought her to be.
Yeah. You came up with one.
These others, the police, the little man, they do not make so much hurt as the absence of Lady Sailor, do they, Mr. Slate?
You won't sing me a song about it, huh, King?
Well, if it's not your wish, Mr. Slate.
Thanks.
You promised to bring her back to us.
Yeah, I did, didn't I? I don't get it, King. I go to that address in San Tomas, there's no one there, just an alley cat and some hysterical chickens. Couldn't even find him a rooster.
You told the police of the man from intelligence? The man, Mr. Johnston?
Mm-hmm. They never heard of him.
But such a man would register with the police. It's always done that.
Pay attention, King. I told you I'd find her. All I have to do is start from the beginning. Remember how Sailor went to a party?
Yes, Mr. Slate.
Well, it's time I brought her home. She might turn into a pumpkin.
comfortable, Mr. Vaughn?
Why did you bring me back to Havana?
Because the method of your disposal has not been contracted for. If I'm to kill you, the man has to tell me. In what manner and for how much. It's up to the man.
How does my hair look? I want to make a good impression.
Faulkner doesn't impress.
Oh, so there really is a Faulkner.
Well, surely. This is his place. Of course, he rented it furnished, but it's indicative of his tastes. Expensive, like mine.
Tell me, how does it feel to kill a man?
It gets easier all the time. But here, let's talk of more pleasant things. And consider, shall we, these goblets? Crystal. Exquisite. Here, hold it up to the light. No? Or, then this candlestick on the table. Hand-wrought silver. Don't you shiver when you see something so beautiful?
Never did. Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
How much did you say you got for killing Sinclair?
2,000.
You want a shiver?
Pardon?
Wait a minute. Here, take a look at this locket.
Beautiful. Just beautiful.
Here, I'll take it off so you can see. The diamond in it is worth... Well, your $2,000 would buy a corner of it. Here. Oh, I'm sorry I dropped it.
Oh, let me. You've got your foot on it, Mr. Vaughn.
And you put yours right in it. What do you know? You dented Mr. Faulkner's candlestick. Oh, sailor, sailor. You're so brave and clever. Why do you fight it?
Huh? There's humor in this. A killer lying at your feet, you standing over him with a candlestick in your hand. Irony, the essence of humor.
Who are you?
My name is Faulkner, and yours is Duval. It's fortunate.
I've had better things happen to me.
You have a boat, I've heard, and I have you. I'll need both of you, and Mr. Shannon, and Mr. Johnstone, and this gun.
Selling, go away.
I'm Slate Shannon, Miss Grant. May I come in?
Oh, the exciting, the notorious Mr. Shannon. That'd be delightful. Come in, Slate. Ricky, darling, this is Slate Shannon. Oh, don't be frightened, darling. I'm here. That's right. You just sit here at my feet and play your native songs and let me run my fingers through your curly, curly, black, black hair.
Hiya, Ricky. Likewise, I'm sure.
What is it you want of me, Slade? My presence at your little dive to lend it chic?
Your presence does that in the dive?
Isn't he divine, Ricky? Now tell me, what is it you really want? A charity contribution?
I'm looking for Miss Duval, Sailor Duval.
Oh, then it is a charity contribution. Why do you come to me looking for another woman? Your ghost, Slade. That means crude.
Uh-huh. Where is she?
I haven't the slightest idea. The last I saw of her, she was on a balcony with Louis Sinclair. Louis yelled, "Yippee!" And they were off together into the somewhere.
Into what somewhere?
Wherever girls and boys have fun yelling yippee at each other. How would I know?
But you know where Sinclair lives.
Mm-hmm. You want to know, too?
Yeah. Now.
Tease me for it.
So help me, Miss Grant. If you don't give me Sinclair's address, I may hit you over the head with guitar, curly boy and all.
Ricky, are you going to sit there fingering that stupid guitar and let this wonderful man talk to me like that? Of course you are.
You're keen, Rick. You're a pal.
Try the Hotel Caesar, Slade, because you're so thrilling.
How about some service around here? Service.
Si, senor. I am the service. Que can I do for you?
Que can I do for you?
Que means what? I throw in a Spanish word so I am colorful. This way the tourists don't mind no bother with the room.
You have a Senor Sinclair with a room?
Sinclair. Aha.
Stop being so colorful. Just tell me where I can find Sinclair.
Por favor. 1 second. I shall return. 1 little minute.
Yeah, hurry back.
Senor, sir. Senor.
Someone came for Sinclair?
See, very dangerous looking man. I see him, I say to myself, aha! Then when he asks for Sinclair, I say...
Gracias. Oh, Senor Slade!
Hey, what is this? I ask a man for Sinclair and I get a minion of the law. How come I get you, LaSalle?
I ask you the same question likewise. And so?
Look, Sailor went to a party. She was supposed to meet a man named Sinclair. She hasn't been home. If she married him, I want to shake her hand and wish her things.
If she married him, she should be crying.
What?
Or she would be a widow.
Sinclair is dead?
Murdered. Shot. He was found beneath the pier at San Tomas.
Where's Sailor?
I do not know, amigo. But one thing we do know. Senor Sinclair was not as he appeared. He was a member of the intelligence of your country.
Sinclair was? I thought...
Thought what?
I don't have to think about it. Sailor's in trouble. I've got to find her.
Senor Slate.
Arrest me later, LaSalle. I've got to find Sailor.
Good luck, amigo.
There's a gun in your bag, Shannon.
Well, Johnston, I know. You want a dime for a cup of coffee.
But you don't want to die in the gutter. Get into that car.
Your friend Faulkner handles my boat real good.
He's the genius type. Knows everything.
Hey, Faulkner. Where are we going?
Tell him, Johnston.
We're going to meet a freighter in the middle of the Caribbean Sea.
It's going to be a neat trick in this fog.
Well, the genius will find
him. He's not so smart, he needs a freighter. We don't need a freighter, do we, Sailor?
No, he's not smart. We're smart. Look at us.
I've been looking at you, Mr. Baum. It took a blow with a candlestick to make me do it. It's a pity you're not going on that freighter.
Where's it going?
To a place of refuge. A place where they're going to pay us a lot of money for picking Faulkner's brains.
They pay good for traitors, huh?
Well, you'd be surprised.
Johnstone got $2,000 for killing Sinclair. Didn't you, Mr. Johnstone?
Yes, I've got a quirk. I like money.
You know what I think, Johnstone?
What?
I think for a man of your talents, that's a paltry sum. Real paltry, huh, Sailor?
It's awfully paltry.
What would you consider a fair price for killing a man?
That depends now. For a man like Faulkner.
Slate, how could you? Mr. Faulkner and Mr. Johnstone admire each other.
Oh, my mistake.
You people have something on your mind?
I've still got my locket. Here, it's in my hand. You could get $5,000 for it in any hock shop in the world.
You can believe her. I've gotten it.
All I'd have to do is shoot you, Mr. Vall, and then I'd have the locket.
My hand's on the rail, Mr. Johnstone. If you shot me now, the locket would drop into the ocean. You'd have to get wet to get it.
I'd make book you wouldn't get it.
And it's worth $5,000. $5,000 to kill Faulkner. I'm going to tell you people something you won't believe.
We'll believe you.
I never had $5,000 at one time in my life.
You're not getting any younger, you know.
Don't you ever get tired of meeting freighters in the dark? How do you know what these people on the boat will do to you? They don't need you.
Faulkner! Please, it's difficult enough. This fog...
It'll only take a second.
Oh, what do you want? What? Don't... You fool. I'll kill you.
Duck, Sailor.
You're going to die, Faulkner.
Johnston, he went overboard.
Now you, Shannon, Miss Duval...
That wheel, we're gonna ram that freighter.
We all die. We all.
Grab the wheel, Sailor. Ah, you did good, Sailor.
Faulkner.
He's dead.
Take the wheel, Slate. Maybe I'll be a girl for 2 minutes. Maybe I'll faint.
Sailor.
What do you want?
Where'd you get that locket?
A man gave it to me.
What man?
A man.
You love him?
A lot. He was my father.
Why'd you let me hock it last time?
You were nice to me.
Come here.
What did you do that for?
I want to hock it again.
I might have known. The first of the month.
Mm-hmm. Payment's due on the boat.
I thought you owned the boat.
I put a mortgage on it so I could get the hotel out of hock.
Don't you own anything outright?
Yeah, the moon. Come on outside and I'll give it to you.
And so our two stars, Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall, have brought to a close our latest Bold Venture story. Special music was composed and conducted by David Rose. May we invite you to listen again next week at this time for another exciting adventure starring Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall together in Bold Venture.
Thank you again for listening, and please don't forget to follow, review, and rate.
Save big this holiday season, all in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.